Well, good morning. I'm also have a presenter disclosure. The following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation existed during the past. No relationship to disclose. So I'm Paul Willis. I'm from Thornton, Iowa, and for many years I've been raising outdoor pigs. And what happened in the 1980s later on into the 90s was that sort of the picking up of speed of what we call confined animal feeding operations. And I'd been raising outdoor pigs or free-range pigs, and I saw these other type of operations, and personally I really didn't want to do that. I didn't want to raise animals in that manner. And so I started looking for a way to market, if you will, free-range pigs. I used to visit my sister in California, and at that time we would see free-range chickens in the marketplace, you know, if you ever bought one and tasted it, you would know why. But about this time, I through a friend of mine, I met Bill Nyman, and he was marketing some fresh beef and lamb and a little bit of pork to some of the main restaurants in the San Francisco area, and we met and had a discussion, and I was telling Bill about, you know, what I was doing and that I was interested in finding a special market for the pigs that I was raising. And he said, well, you know, that sounds great, send me some pork. And I was excited. I went back to Iowa, and we sent some pork to San Francisco, and it was sent around to the restaurants, and customers were really taken by the totally dramatic difference in the flavor and the eating quality. And so at that point, and I'm just telling you this just to give you a little bit of a history, this was in 1995. At that point, Bill Nyman and I started working together. I came back, and he wanted me to ship 30 pigs to San Francisco, or in other words, the pork. And at first we had to, you know, figure out how does that all work. And I did my homework. I found a packing plant that was willing to do some custom work for me. And in February of 95 was the first shipment of pork from Iowa to San Francisco. And that was the beginning of the Nyman Ranch Pork Company. Well, at that point, demand started picking up, and I could see that there was a need to find other farmers and other people that were raising livestock in a similar manner. The manner can be described here, and the five freedoms. This is really a set of international terms: freedom from hunger, thirst, and malnutrition; freedom from physical and thermal discomfort; freedom from pain, injury, and disease; freedom to express normal behavior; and number four was really important to me, and freedom from fear and distress, including predators. At this time, we were starting to accumulate a number of farmers, and we were operating under a kind of a co-op-like organization, and we began the Nyman Ranch Pork Company, and we started without really having any criteria at first, other than the fact that the pigs were not confinement raised. And someplace in this, at this time, you know, it dawned on me that I would like to have some kind of a sort of stamp of approval as to how our animals were raised, some sort of set of animal welfare, this type of thing. And in the beginning stages, I started working with Diane and Marlene Halverson from the Animal Welfare Institute, and we developed our what we called pig husbandry standards. What were the high level of animal husbandry that we should be following? And there were some other things that we found that was were important. First of all, the understanding between the farmer and the animals, the breeding and the genetics. We were in the at this time the other white meat was something that was prevalent, and the pork industry wanted an animal that was extremely lean, and the resulting animal was high strung and actually prone to stress. And there was a need for antibiotics to keep these animals healthy, especially in these tight conditions. And then, of course, you needed the right nutrition and the environment. That's a picture on my farm. I was just telling, we had dinner last night. We had some veterinary students out from Iowa State University recently, from the Holistic Veterinary Club. And they were astounded to learn that pigs could run. These are just a couple pictures on the farm. These are some breeding animals. Rather than kept in gestation stalls, they're in group housing, and in this case, they have access to pasture and outdoors. Typically on the farm, especially as an early part of the spring, these small houses are set out there. Sows are taken to the field, and there's straw and bedding in there. One of the very strong desires that a sow has when they're about to give birth is to make a nest. And if they were, in fact, in the woods, they would go out and find a brush pile and arrange from mosses and grasses and so forth and make a nest before they give birth. These small houses give that area or sense of seclusion so a sow can make a nest, lay down, give birth. And, you know, one of the excuses for not having this system or having sows in farrowing crates is that they're going to lay on all their pigs. We actually, and there have been studies proven that we actually lose less pigs, and we also select for mothering ability, you know, and these are all important. You don't want a sow that doesn't know how to do this, but anyway... there was a study done in Sweden where they took some animals out of several years of confinement and put them in the woods and videotaped their behavior. And there were, you know, maybe seven or eight generations from confinement. The animals still made nests, had this ability to do these, had these natural inclinations. This is a winter farrowing operation on my farm. We do have a free stall pens where the sows give birth, but after a few days, a pig is a social animal. They like to live in groups. They know each other. The pigs are let out, and also you can see they have tails on. We don't clip their tails. We don't clip their teeth, which is routinely done in confinement because of the closeness and the crowded conditions. Tail biting is a real problem. So this is a low stress environment. Our weaning age, minimum of 5 weeks. I think Scott talked about around 18 to 21 days. 5 weeks to 6 weeks, we think it's important for that pig to be with their mother for at least that period of time. Plenty of room to move around. These are pigs in the winter that are market pigs. And those are feeders up there. They have a free choice as far as feed is concerned. They do have a bedded area where they go and rest and sleep. And pigs love snow. They love to play in the snow. I think it's important for the farmer to spend time, get to know their animals, just and for the animals to get to know you. As I said earlier, one of the things in the beginning was that we didn't really have a specific protocol, but it was fairly early in the formation of the Nyman Pork Company, and when we started, picking up some major customers, and some of them being like Whole Foods, we would go and we would talk to customers that were interested in, you know, how our animals were raised and this type of thing. One of the very first things that people would ask is, do you feed antibiotics? Now, initially, we had something called no subtherapeutic antibiotics. People just could not understand what you were talking about. And so we decided to make the step to have a no antibiotic, a never ever program. And we've been doing that over 10 years. Now, one of the things is I just wanted to mention that Niman Ranch is not just like one big ranch someplace. It's a network of over 500 farmers now. And so this is not just something that's done on one particular farm. And we have farmers in 12 states. Many of them are smaller production units, but we have our welfare standards and the other standards like no antibiotics and also vegetarian feed. Strict animal husbandry protocol, promotion of independent family farmers and ranchers. That's important to us. The farmer is the owner and caretaker of the animals on a day-to-day basis. Promotes sustainable agriculture. Oftentimes, especially these pasture operations are part of a rotation that includes crops. In my case, on our farm, we have some organically certified crops, and hogs are part of the rotation. No antibiotics, animal byproducts, or feed or added hormones ever, and ours are U.S. sourced. U.S. family farmers and ranchers. We also have a beef and lamb program. Myself, I'm primarily concerned with a hog program. The industry way, the Niman Ranch way, the industry, mud lots, runoff, liquid manure, soil erosion, high density. The Niman Ranch is a lot more space. The industrial production system up above, and the Niman Ranch production system here. That's a picture of the where my office is. My office and where the birthplace of Niman Ranch Pork Company is in this house. It's a house and the farm where I grew up. And there's a few people that have been here. Now, I just want to reference back to what Tara Smith was talking about a little bit earlier. We were, in fact, one of the farms that was tested. I think she actually tested me and put a swab in my nose, but we were really pleased to know that none of our pigs, nor or any of the people of my family members or the other people that were, whether they were Niman families or other organic, similar biologic farms, we haven't found any MRSA so far, and what's good for pigs is good for everyone, and we have a lot of chefs, customers, retail, wholesale that really are looking for the kind of product that we produce and support us and talk about this on a national basis. So, that's my granddaughter, Sophia.